He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you know, every Thursday night, we come up with a brand new show. We have a great gadget for you today. I use this thing fairly frequently, and I think you'll enjoy it. Actually, let's take a quick peek at it on camera, too. This is called it's actually made by a company called NazTech, and they make some really cool things. This happens to be one of them. But what this is, it's called the Volt, and this is a portable power pack on steroids, and I do mean on steroids. This thing will give you power for both electrically through AC and allow you to charge three gadgets at the same time. So before we get into that, let's do a little housekeeping. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and you are welcome to go to our webpage 24 hours a day. That is www.thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com, and you definitely will want our show notes. All you do is go down to newsletter on the right-hand side here, click on that, put your email address in, and you will, for the cost of zero, you will actually get the show notes, and that comes out every Thursday evening as soon as the show is posted. Also, you can watch The Gadget Professor anytime by just going to the webpage, or you can subscribe to us using iTunes. Pretty much any way you want to watch it, just Google The Gadget Professor and you'll find us. I want to remind everybody that in less than a month now, we will be at NAB 2018, which is the National Association of Broadcasters big yearly meeting, and I am honored to be the show host with my yearly shows. It's 7 years in a row. Don Bain will be there, the Gadget Professor, live at NAB with our friends at LiveU. So a lot more about that next week. We have some really exciting things going on. And as it is right now, the Monday of the show, I have five companies that are going to announce brand new things only on my show. That will be the first you'll hear of it. So you'll be able to watch this whole stream real easy by just tuning into our page. So we'll get into that more next week. Let's take a look at our gadget of the day and see what that looks like. So as I mentioned, this is called the Volt, and it's made by NazTech. And essentially what this is a portable power supply on steroids. Now, if you have watched the Gadget Professor show, you'll know that I reviewed several of these power packs because I'm a big fan of them, especially when you're traveling. And I always say you have to get a power supply that is at least a minimum of 10,000 milliamps to, you know, make sure that you have enough power. This particular power supply actually has 27,000 milliamps. So this is something that's really, truly on steroids. It is a tad heavy for power supplies, as power supplies go. This particular device weighs maybe a pound-ish, maybe a tad more. What's nice about this, well, there's a lot of things that are nice about this. First, let's look at the contents of the package. Here's the package right here. Nothing special about that. It is well-packed, I'll tell you that. It comes with your standard power supply. A little large, but then again, you have 2,700 milliamps, so you're going to need a big beef power supply. So this comes with it. It's a little long. I'd like to see it a little bit shorter, but again, it's beefy. So I'm going to reach over here and plug this in. All right, that is tuned in, and we're left with this. So obviously, you've got to charge this. You've got to get this with power somehow. And the way to do that is right here on the side. This is where you're actually going to apply the power pack so that you can charge this up. As soon as you plug the power cord in, what you will notice is there are lights, LED lights, that are going to light up. And you'll see those right here. This comes discharged, so there's no charge in this device whatsoever when you first get it. But as soon as you plug it in, you'll see there are 8 LED lamps, and it divides the charge up into obviously fractions of 8. So when you have the 8 full lights, you're at full charge. I was charging this a little while ago, so I'm not quite 50%, but you have to charge this up first in order to use it. That makes sense. The power supply is easily turned on by this button right here. It's engraved and kind of indented, embedded, if you will, so that's simple enough to turn on. So that's how you turn it on. Now let's see the types of functionality that it brings to the table. Well, first of all, it brings a very convenient high-powered LED light. So again, this is made to be portable, so if you're in a situation where you need a light, you just click the power supply button, I think it's 2 times, and this LED light will pop up. Now keep in mind that that's going to drain the battery if you leave this on for a long time, but typically you want to open something or find something, but it is very convenient to have a high powered LED light. So you turn the power supply, click it 3 times, that will go off, and now over here you have the wonderful array of a power option. So the coolest one right off the bat is, if you can see here, this is an AC outlet, and this will actually provide power to any AC unit. I believe it's up to 85 watts. And what that means is you can actually power up your laptop with no issues whatsoever. In the demo they have, it actually puts up a nice fan demo where they have a fan being operated by this. So this is pretty juicy, if you will, for what it is. There's also an on and off switch, which I like, which turns the AC or alternating current option on and off. So if you're not using the AC, they suggest to turn it off, which makes sense, because otherwise you'll be draining the unit. Even though you're not using the AC, there are transformers in here that will suck some power. You don't want to do that. Now here's the cool part. You've got 3, and you'll notice 1, 2, 3, and we'll see if we can get a little bit closer there. There you go. Jacks there, and you have a high-powered USB-C port, which is right here, and a lot of the new laptops and actually some cell phones have that C port. This is one of the first guys to have one of these, and I love that. Also, the second jack in there, you can see it's kind of blue right there. Well, that is the Quick Charge 3.0 technology, and that's going to charge your phones and your tablets a lot quicker than the conventional 2.0 technology, and that would be right here. So that's the typical one that you're used to seeing. So there you go. You can actually charge 3 units at the same time because this has 27,000 milliamps, which is awesome. So take your pick. If I was on a plane and wanted a quick charge, I would go with the obviously the high power Quick Charge 3.0 technology. If you want the standard one, which I think is 40 volts, you can plug it into there, and that's going to charge your phone up. It will take longer, but if you're on a plane, you got nowhere to go, who cares? And then last but not least, of course, you have the C charge. So that is all very convenient. On the side, they have 2 vents, one here and one here. Don't block these vents. I'm telling you right now, if you block these vents, this unit or any other power supply will overheat, and that's not a good thing. So all in all, it has all the features that one would want. Very well made, no question about that. Really a nice unit. Now, what I like about this is it's an all-in-one power supply. The other thing that this has that a lot of companies don't put in here is there are several fail-safe features that come with this device. One of them is if it overheats on the AC, it will shut right down. If the power supply gets low and needs a charge, it will shut down. So there's a lot of convenient fail-safes in here that will definitely protect you. Now let's take a quick look at the website and see in detail. They have one of the nicer websites that I've seen out there. They've really done a nice job with this. So here it is. It's the Nastech Volt power station, it's called, with the AC outlet. They have a wonderful video here, which I won't take the time to run. It's 2 minutes, but you can click on that. Here it shows all the features, the ultimate power solution. The Volt takes portable charging to a whole new level. This massive, and it is massive, 27,000 milliamps battery features, 3 high-speed US ports, and a game-changing built-in AC outlet. Now you can plug in and power any device, anytime, from smartphones and tablets to power heavy-duty laptops. That is very cool. You can carry a full-size powered wall outlet in your pocket every time you go outdoors. So again, this is really excellent for people who travel, for students. If you're going hiking, it's almost a must. It really is good, no question about it. And they show all the highlights of the device. We've actually done that, but I'll tell you, as power packs go, this is one of the better ones out there. I have several of these, and I have some ones that are probably 12, 15 years old. They still work, but they don't come with that C charger, that USB-C, and they also aren't 27,000 milliamps. So I really like this. This is definitely coming to NAB with me, and I'm just going to throw it in the bag with the rest of my bags of tricks. One thing I will say that this does have, and I like it very much. I actually will show you a close-up of this, a camera too, and I've never seen this before. They actually give you a volt changer, European volt changer, right here, a little kit, and that's really nice. I mean, you can spend $30 for this alone. So, you know, you have your European style changers if you're on a cruise ship or something, and the standard this is a London Europe one, Britain, and then they have the ones for China, so on and so forth. And these things will pull out at will to create whatever kind of charge you want. That's a huge plus. I didn't even know it came with that, but these are the types of features giving you these little extras. And again, this is going to cost you at least $15, $20, $30 for a good set of these. Very good. Now, these aren't voltage converters. You got to understand, these are converters for different outlets, and they have to have the capability of being world power, and which this does. So these things kind of work. This does not convert voltage, but again, to put that in there for free, can't beat that with a stick. All right, let's move on today. Some streaming news, if you will. This is one of these devices that I've seen and I've read about. It's odd. I have never seen the back of this unit yet. It's brand new, and I've read several descriptions of it. It's a little strange, if you will, the wording. Let's take a peek at that. This is called the eStream 4K. It supports H.265 and V9, and it boasts HDMI 2. But the issue is with this, I've never seen the back of it, so I'd love to see what kind of connectors it comes with. Now, what is it? Well, Evolution Digital has recently announced its latest in all IP streaming product, dubbed as the eStream 4K. This device is capable of streaming 4K content, and it supports a variety of video formats. Okay, I get all that. Furthermore, the streaming box supports Bluetooth pairing, and users may navigate through the streaming box's interface using voice commands. That's all very cool. The eStream 4K is powered by Android TV. I have no problems with that. Actually, I like that. And allows the owners of the device to access streaming apps that can be downloaded on the Google Play Store, video on demand, blah, 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 blah. The thing that it kind of skirts around is, from what I've read, this is going to be, I guess, owned and sold to the consumer by the cable company. So it's interesting. I'd like to find out some more about it. I've searched the internet. I have not been able to see the back of it. This just came out, so I'll let you know what I find, but it could be an interesting device based on what it's saying it will do, and of course, based on what it will do, that's a whole different story. So I'll keep you updated on that, but it definitely caught my eye. That's the eStream 4K, so we'll keep an eye on that and see what that's all about. Now, one of the things that I didn't mention, and I just realized as I'm bringing up my screen, was the cost of this. The cost of this is $200, and I gotta tell you, there is nowhere you could find a break on this whatsoever. Whether you go on eBay, and it's very unusual to go on eBay and not find something at least a buck cheaper, but this is $199, whether you buy it through the NASDAQ site, whether you buy it on Amazon, whether you buy it through eBay. On occasion, these do come on sale for about $150, but it's typically a one-day sale. I did purchase this from Fry's Electronics on a one-day sale only, and it was for $150, and I grabbed it, and I'm really pleased that I did. So excuse me for not mentioning the price. Yeah, it's pricey, no question about that. It's pricey, but you get what you pay for. It's the old story. You won't be unhappy with that, and make sure you watch the video on the NASDAQ site. So all right, let's get back to our show here. This is a cool thing. This is called 23andMe. It's a DNA test kit. Let's take a look at this up close. What this is it's a test that will give you 75 online reports, includes a home saliva test. It'll actually give you a little kit that you can take your saliva and send it to wherever you want to go. And with this, you're going to receive 75 online personalized genetic reports. Kind of neat, and they tell you which ones you get. Excuse me. Before purchasing, review the information, blah, 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 blah. But it's on sale now, and you can get this for $159 on Amazon. It's called Welcome to You. I've always wanted to test that out and see where my ancestors really came from. I've been told by my ancestors where we came from, but I'd love to know more detail. But if you do this, let me know, because it really looks cool. No kidding. Yeah, Welcome to You. So let me know if you ever test that out. It's kind of neat. Now, here are some apps, and the first three or four are for the Apple system, your iOS. This is a cool app. I used this yesterday because it was quicker to write this out than it was to type it in. And essentially what this is it's called My Script Calculator. May have mentioned this a couple months ago, but I actually used it yesterday, really used it, and boy, I'll tell you, this thing works real well. Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to calculate what you want on paper. You can actually write it on your screen if you want, and it will take the full equation and then give you the answer here. Really neat, really free. It says it's $1.99. I actually, when I went to get this app, it was totally free. But even for $2, if you do any kind of math, this is a good app to have. Now, here's another app that I like. It's called Inbox by Gmail. And what this app does, it actually sorts things out for you and makes things quicker to find. It highlights, it gets the most information without ever opening up the message. You can check for in-flights, see shipping information. I got a great app for shipping. Stay tuned here. And you can view photos right up front as soon as they come in. It bundles, similar email messages are bundled together so you can deal with them all at once. For example, I'm have an email out there that I'm taking requests for interviews at NAB. And as you know, I get a lot of email. But what this will do is all the NAB interview emails, it will condense for me and put them right up front. So when I go onto my Google email, all those entries for NAB interviews are all in one spot instead of reading all down. So that's kind of nice. Here's one that's really cool if you have the guts to do it. Snooze emails and reminders to come back when you're ready. So it basically will turn off your email for as long as you want, and then when you click it will all come on. It definitely integrates really nice with Gmail. So it gets real high ratings. It's totally free. It's called Inbox by Gmail, and it's made by Google, so you know it's got to be good. Now, I know a lot of people are somewhat reluctant to try new browsers. I try them all the time, and I will continue to do that because that's what I do. But this next app is a cool browser. It's called Puffin, and it's fast. That's what I like about it. It's fast. It's responsive. It's also optimized for video. So if you watch videos, this will give you a real nice view, and it's very quick and dynamic. It's also good to play games with. And one of the other things that I like about it, anything that you're surfing, this will automatically protect you on your iOS from malware. So check this out. It's it has incredible loading speed. It's the best web gaming over the cloud. That's what they're saying. It has a whole new design for tabs browsing, which is very nice. Download to the cloud. You can get up to 1 gig per file. It has a theater mode, adjustable streaming quality. And that alone is worth the price of free, because it will allow you to, how shall I say, when something's streaming and buffering, this lowers the buffering so you get a smooth stream. Very, very important when you're trying to watch something that's streaming. The buffering drives me crazy. This does not buffer. I've watched several things on it. One was an hour training video that I watched using this Puffin browser. Really good. So try Puffin out and let me know what you think. I think you're going to definitely enjoy it. Now, here's an app called Camera Plus. And I always get, well, I frequently get emails, what's the best camera app or what ones do you recommend? This one is really good. It's going to cost you $3, but it's one of those apps that's just worth it. This will make your photos clearer. You'll be able to shoot quasi-professionally, and it's great when you have those images that are quasi-dark and you don't want to use a flash. This actually knows what the exposure should be and picks it right on for you, and you'll be very pleased with this. There's no question about it. Let's see, they've improved Camera Plus with many other options, blah, blah, blah. The long and the short of it is this gets 4.4 out of 5. Very rare rating, believe me, for a camera app. So if you want to improve your photography instantly, get this app. It's called Camera Plus, and I know you're gonna like it because it works. Now, this app is pretty interesting. This app is called Call Recorder, and if you've ever wanted to record a call, this is one of the apps that you'll definitely want to use. It groups recordings by date. It has an auto email feature. It will auto delete old recordings if you allow it to. It will mark recordings as important so they don't get auto deleted. Pretty much automatic if you set it to be. It will even FTP or web integrate, load up to the cloud, the conversation that you just had. So if you're a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief, or even a consumer, this is a very, very handy app. And right now it's free, so I think you may want to check this out. This is only available, as far as I know at this time, on the Android operating system. But boy, I'll tell you, it's real handy. I had to record a tech call about maybe a week or so ago. Unfortunately, I was on my Android device, and I clicked automatic recall, and boy, was I glad I did, because there were so many steps involved. I had to go back and keep turning it on and off and on and off so I can get through what I had to do to install something. But really nice app, very, very well made. Now, have you ever wrote an email or a Word document, particularly an email, and it's a long one, and you just get tired, so you spell things wrong? And I hate that. I hate when things are misspelled. This app is available definitely on the Android system, and I'm pretty sure it's available on the iOS. This is a must-have. I don't know why you wouldn't want this app. It's embarrassing when you misspell something. So this is called the Grammarly Keyboard, and it pretty much won't let you make an error. The Grammarly Keyboard helps you write mistake-free, and that's what I like, mistake-free, with an erase in any app that, and with free, let's try it again, you can write mistake-free and with ease in any app that you use. So, like I said, if you're using Word or any kind of word processing, this will prevent you from making some pretty bad errors. It's excellent, excellent app. It's free. Again, there's no reason not to have this on your smartphone. There just isn't, or even on your tablet. Now, this last app is my favorite app of the day. It's available on pretty much any system you want, whether you have the iOS or the Android operating system. This is the coolest app I've seen in a long time. It's called Slice, which is a package tracker. This thing is excellent, and it's free. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about this. This is the ultimate companion to the online shopper. The leading package tracker gives you peace of mind with push notifications updating you on the status of your delivery. We're the only package tracking app that automatically tracks your packages, so you'll never ever, which I love, have to enter in that tracking number again. After your package is delivered, we will monitor for recall alerts and price changes, and it will help you further down the line. I hate when you buy something and a week later the price drops, but this will keep you appraised of that. It's completely free, it's simple to use, and it's secure. And they claim that they've done over 350 million purchases that they've tracked. Also from Amazon and eBay and, you know, thousands and thousands of other retailers. UPS, USPS, FedEx, DHL, OnTrack, LaserShip, Prestige, it goes on and on. Also stores, Best Buy, Nordstrom, Walmart, Western Elm, West Elm, Pottery Barn, L.L. Bean. The list goes on and on. It's really good. And also it has the barcode scanner, so you can easily track the outgoing package and returns by scanning the label before you ship it. So it's very handy. It's very free. And as I said, I can't imagine that you wouldn't want to use this if you're doing any kind of shipping packages or expecting packages. Really, really nice app. So that's going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I'm in process, I hope, for the last time this week, just doing some cleanup and some rewiring. I know I had some technical things last week. That was my mistake. I was editing the show on Adobe Pro, and I missed an edit, so I apologize for that. You did receive the full show, but in the middle of it, I guess it started the intro music. That won't happen this week, I promise. So by the end of the week, I should have the whole studio here installed. I'm waiting to install. Actually, I have it here. One more major recording piece that I just built. Actually, Mike built it from scratch, and it's pretty interesting. So I can't wait to give you a tour of the studio. And also, next week, I will have the rant of the last 2 years. I was going to do it this week. I'm almost ready to do it. I'm just waiting for one more thing to be cleared. I'm sure it's cleared. I'm just waiting to see it in writing. And I was going to do it today, but I, with this particular situation, I got to make 100% sure. But man, I had some issues with a domain company, and wow. I can't wait to tell you about it, because you need to know what's going on. You need to be prepared with the right, correct legal information. So stay tuned for next week. Also, hopefully we'll have some people here from LiveU on with us to talk about the cool things that we'll be doing for NAB. And that's it. I'll see everybody next week. Thank you very, very much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.